Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Maybe I should come up with my own phrase. Maybe, you know, it just sounds like I'm trying to sound like Bo. Anyways, Bo's not here today, so I'm Mike Johnson. Don't ask me what the P stands for. It stands for Pavia today. Diego Pavia, that is, because I'm headed to Tuscaloosa. She's Allie Mack, and she is the first lady of the managerial coaching search. And he is Dylan Matthews, back there on the ones and twos, doing the weird thing where he looks like he's putting frosting on a wedding cake. Anyways, we are the morning shift, and boy, oh boy. So we got a lot of things to talk about today.
We have so much to talk about. I could see you being like a good vibes, Atlanta. Yeah.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, we'll try a few different phrases over the next few days.
Got a couple of days left on that. yeah, good stuff, though. Hope you guys had a great Thursday.
I had a wonderful Thursday. My alarm was set for midnight last night, though. You know why?
I don't know, but no reason you're going to give me is going to be good enough to set your alarm at midnight. I don't know what it is, but no.
So that I could put on the Taylor Swift album.
Stop it.
And I had it on while I was sleeping.
Are we even being serious right now? Are you serious? You set it for midnight?
I set it for midnight so I could listen to it.
I don't think I realize.
Yeah, he's got the new single. Dylan's on it.
There you go. Got taking the vibes real quick.
Dude.
It's the fate of Ophelia.
The what? Stop.
It's vibey.
Stop. I don't dislike Taylor Swift, but y'all might get me there before the end of the show today. Y'all might get me there.
I do want to clue you in on, so in this song, that's the new single, and it's all about Travis. And there is like a lyric in there. It's all cutesy, and it says we're keeping it 100 because his number is 87. Her favorite number is 13, so they say we keep it 100. But there's a different lyric already going viral on the album. I just want to make you aware of it because you're going to be seeing it everywhere. It's in a song called Father Figure. Taylor says, you made a deal with this devil. Turns out my blank is bigger.
Wow. Pause.
I mean, right. Taylor Swift.
Hey, yo.
Holy moly.
Wow.
So anyway, that's a top headline today.
I was just thinking, I hope you guys had a good Thursday. I do have to tell you this quick story before we get started. My cousin, God bless him, a little bit of a meathead, and he might even be listening. He knows he's a meathead. He had me crying laughing last night. This is what he texts me. He sends me a picture of an empty cookie thing, like a cookie tray.
Yeah.
And he says, I dipped in the pantry just now and ate some peanut butter cookies. And he said, my wife walks in there and said, man, who ate all the cookies? And he said, me. Why? And she said, those are dog treats. And he sends me a picture. And if you zoom in, there's like these little baby paws.
Oh,
in the middle,
my goodness.
I was like, bro, and he just and he said he like, mashed him. Like, just straight up went in on the peanut butter dog treats, bro. I was like, man, I was wheezing laughing at this guy last night when he texted me that. But anyway,
he liked that sometimes.
Yeah, my Thursday went a little bit better than that. Good weather. What?
Before we go any further, I have a simple question for both of y'all. What is today's date?
10-3.
Okay, can you...
October 3rd.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Thank you.
Gotta shoehorn in some Mean Girls today.
Just all
Happy Mean Girls
coming
Day.
In with different random thoughts this morning.
Yeah, we're clearly having different vibes this morning. Happy Taylor Day. Happy Mean Girls Day. And happy Dog Treat Day to all of you.
Yes.
As far as the last time we were in here, so much has happened. Thursday night football was close. Despite all their injuries, the 49ers won 26-23 over the Rams in overtime. Eddie Pinheiro made a 41-yard field goal during overtime for the Rams. Now, the MLB wildcard series is over. Guards are out, boo. But moving on.
Go Tigers.
I know. I was so sad watching that. But Detroit is going to take on Seattle. Yankees are taking on the Blue Jays. Dodgers will face the Phillies, and the Cubs will take on the Brewers.
Yeah, really cool scenes in both New York and Chicago yesterday. And, you know, obviously not that they weren't for the Tigers, but the other two teams being home games that won, and obviously storied franchises. So really, really cool. Really, really cool scenes in football. Baseball yesterday.
Because we have so many sports happening right now.
I was going to say, we're going to pivot to football. That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. Well, the Jaguars' Trayvon Walker has had wrist surgery, but could play Monday night against the Chiefs. And the most talked about man this week, Brian Snitker, will be joining the Steakhouse today on 92.9 The Game at 10 a.m. So if you need to set an alarm for that, go ahead and do that now. But we do want to say a big congrats going out to Falcons running back Bijan Robinson, named NFC Offensive Player for September. And then Atlanta Falcons safety Xavier Watts was named Defensive Rookie of the Month for September as well.
I remember actually doing a bit, Dylan, and you'll probably remember this back this summer, where I was kind of like, you know, not that I would make Bijan an MVP front runner or even in the top 10, because that's Bijan. A quarterback award. Yeah, that's a quarterback award. But his odds at that point were like plus 20,000 or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was something crazy. And I was like, dude,
let's
put a little more respect on this guy's name to put him back that far. And maybe those weren't, I can't even remember what they were at this point. Probably not that crazy, but Bijan has the tools necessary to win awards like this. When you talk about the way he goes about his business as a running back, the tough yardage he fights for, the ability to make guys miss and pick up extra yardage. And also, obviously, one of the reasons that he won this award for this month or this past month is his ability to catch the ball through the air and the total scrimmage yards. So it's something that I expect to happen a lot throughout his career. And obviously we're enjoying him right here in the prime in the city of Atlanta. But, you know, hats off to him and the way he's been able to go about his business. And we all know Bijan, right? He's going to be the kind of guy that looks around the locker room, is like, can't do this without the offensive line. And I just want to thank, you know, my Lord and Savior. And, you know, it's one of those things that if the passing game's not good, I can't run the ball. And shout out to Michael Penix for getting my receptions up. I mean, that's just how he goes about
it. He won't take credit for everything he's done.
Right, and he should, because he's such a dynamic athlete. And, you know, it's like Raheem said last week, I kind of agree with it, but I don't know that I'm willing to go there. But Raheem's like, he's the best player in the NFL. Okay, that's crazy, but I see where you're coming from.
If the Falcons are just a playoff team, is that enough to get Bijan Robinson in MVP conversation? Like, do the Falcons just have to be a playoff team, or do they have to be NFC Championship, you know?
I would say no. I would say they can't be one and done in the playoffs and just lose out. I think you have to make a little noise just because – The deck is so stacked against him as a running back. Right. I mean, it's been so few and far between. We talked about it when we did that on the show. It was like LaDainian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson. I'd have to go back through the list. We obviously did that, like I said, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. But, you know, it was just a little bit crazy in that category. So you have to be – think of all the things that Derrick Henry's done over the years. And, like,
he ain't got
a sniff of it.
Right, exactly.
And part of that reason is because in the playoffs, he's kind of fallen flat throughout his career until, you know, last year, and then they fall flat last year. So it's one of those things where maybe it's not a something that happens this year, but I just, you know, I'm going to celebrate the fact that he is the player of the month because he definitely deserves it.
Well, and if you look over Xavier Watts's, you know, resume so far for this season, and it's clear why he won this award, a Defensive Rookie of the Month for September. He has led all rookies through 4 games in interceptions. There's 2 of those, a solo tackle, 17, and he's the only rookie to record multiple interceptions this season.
He's been exactly what we... I mean, I sat in here with Bo on Saturday of the NFL draft, and we did a 4-hour draft show. And when he was drafted, we were like, this guy could be a ball hawk. Yeah. This guy is very Jesse Bates-like. He's very cerebral on the back end of this. And he's been exactly that. Now, has he been beaten? I don't know what the word quite is. I was going to say, has he been taken advantage of? That's not the word. But there's been a couple of schemes that have drawn up to be able to go out and beat him. He's also dropped an interception, which is crazy to think about when you think about the output that he's had. But along with Billy Bowman, and you saw this during the broadcast on television this past weekend, these rookies have delivered on everything that we thought they would along the way. So it's the cherry on top for Atlanta Falcons fans kind of following things. there has been a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but these are two guys you can point to as definitely being part of the good part of the Atlanta Falcons. And if I'm being honest, in a sense, you look at these two awards, you look at the fact that you've outgained your opponent in every game this year, and there's a slight sense of frustration for me. I think that that's fair to say, where you're like, dude, you've been so good in so many places. And I'm going through the grades, and obviously we'll continue that today, where I'm like, man, these grades are pretty good. There's just a couple of categories where you're like, this ain't good.
Right.
And for that reason, and you look at the, you know, the ups and downs, it's frustrating as a Falcons fan. But you do have the opportunity during the bye week, and obviously with the Buffalo Bills coming up next Monday night, to kind of make sure that this ship is pointed in the right direction for the foreseeable future. And Bijan and Xavier Watts will be a massive part of that.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And one of my questions to Dave Archer was like, how do we carry this momentum through the bye week to when Buffalo comes to town? Do you feel like these awards going out to these players will help carry it?
No. unfortunately, no. It just, this is one of those things. It's such a, hey, this is what you did in the past. And most of these, both these players probably look at it and go, I don't want to focus on that.
Right.
I'm going to be forward facing. Now, does it feel good? Absolutely. I'm sure these guys are like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Especially Xavier Watts. Bijan has had, you know, awards from time to time in his career, and he's obviously one of the better players in the NFL, but I think Xavier Watts for sure. But I think you just, you put one foot in front of the other, you start building on everything that these awards represent, and you start focusing on the Buffalo Bills. And I honestly, though, I will say this. I think it helps that it's Buffalo. You know, if you're coming off the bye week and playing Jacksonville, and the Jacksonville's good, so that's why I say that. But because they're Jacksonville, it's like not that sexy of a matchup. You're like, it is what it is. Buffalo is a sexy matchup for the Falcons, and they can focus on that moving forward. So,
well, coming up, we are going to talk about the Falcons more. First quarter report for the Falcons. We've got the O-line on deck. They are next. Woo! On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.